Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a life of sharing, how we share with others because God has first shared with us. We recognize that God's word is true when it says that ask the question, what have we received that we've not first received from God? And what do we give that we've not first received? And the answer is, if we first received it from God, then why do we act like it's ours and that we've not received it? And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect about how God wants us to share. And today, we're going to talk about sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 8 says, "We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." As we recognize the value that people have to God, we begin to recognize the value they have to us. And when we see people from the viewpoint of God, our love ought to be extended in a way that we share the gospel. And not just a cleansed version of the gospel, not just an antiseptic, hands-off version of the gospel, but a gospel of Jesus through our life. And so this sharing is a sharing in word. It's a sharing in action. It's a sharing in listening and love. We know the gospel. We have four books of the Bible that we tend to call the Gospels. The Gospel according to Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. Accounts of the life Jesus lived on earth, the good news of his purpose to come in order to seek and to save that which was lost. Us, you and me. And we gain that responsibility as we come into relationship with Jesus to share the gospel. And as we grow in our love for God, as we grow in our acceptance of his love for us, that same love ought to be extended to the people around us, to the people that we know, to the people we're related to the people we work with, to the people we have chance encounters with, to the people who are strangers, to the people who live as enemies. Because when that love that we ought to have begins to grow, it compels us to share the good news of Jesus. And we share the good news of Jesus when we share our life and how Jesus has transformed us. We become the example that others can see. It's no longer a story, but it's visible. Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well and had this great conversation about who he was, about the living water that would be given so that she would never thirst again. A conversation about her past. A conversation about worship. A conversation which led her to go back to the village and proclaim to all of the villagers to come and see. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the Messiah? Come check it out. And the beautiful ending to the story says that many believe because of her testimony, and as they encounter Jesus, it shifts from we believe because of her testimony, but Now we believe because we've seen and heard with our own eyes. And that's what it looks like to share the gospel. People are enticed or led into believing because our story is so true and so believable and so full of life. But a true sharing of the gospel leads people to see for themselves, to discover the goodness of God, to find relationship through Jesus. And so today, we share the gospel. Jesus lived. He died to pay the penalty for my sin. He rose from the dead to conquer the penalty of death. He was seen as living, and he ascended into heaven with a promise to return to gather together all who put their faith in him. What an incredible good news story of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need. It gives us Jesus. But it also gives us the stories of Jesus. The gospel stories, the good news of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his promises. And so God, today I pray that you would help us to be those who have experienced the good news of Jesus so that we would share the gospel with others, that your love for us would grow in such a way that our love for others grows. And because we love people, all people, that we become compelled to share the gospel with our words, with our life, with all that we have, with all that we are. And God, today, as we share the gospel, may we do it in such a way that Jesus is continually lifted up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.